Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hello, this is Chad, and I have not experienced a ghost encounter myself, thankfully, but my grandmother apparently has. And this story takes place back in 2009. We live in Florida, but my grandparents are originally from Pennsylvania, and so am I. But my grandparents went up there to visit some friends, some old friends of the family, and they stayed in the house of their friends for a couple nights while they were there. And this is a house that, you know, they've been to the visit many times. You know, they're, what it is my mom, her best friend growing up, it's her parents' house. So, ever since they were like teenagers, my mom and her friend. So my grandparents had visited this house many times, and I even went to it as a child. And my mom and I actually even stayed there a few nights when I was a teenager, and nothing happened. But anyway, back in 2009, my grandparents were visiting, and apparently their first night there, they're on the second story. This is the two-story home. And my grandmother is laying in bed. They just went to bed, and apparently they have the door open to their bedroom, and you can see the hallway out there. And at some point, my grandmother notices that it's kind of cold in the room. And also, let me preface with, I'm a Christian, and most of the people in my family are Christians, and including my grandmother, my grandfather. My grandmother is kind of one of the patriarchs in our family in that regard. And, you know, ghost stories are not exactly something she would tell or necessarily believe in. I mean, we believe, obviously, in demonic entities. You know, as Christians, because the Bible speaks of demonic things. But anyway, hearing my grandmother talk about a ghost story is the least thing that you would expect. So anyway, she notices that it gets cold, and all of a sudden, she's laying there, and she looks out in the hallway, and she sees the ghost of an old woman coming down the hallway, wearing what she described as kind of, you know, turn-of-the-century burial clothes. It's kind of like a long black gown. And this old woman is holding a light. Originally, when she told the story the first time, she said it was a lantern. A few years later, I casually talked to my grandmother about this story, and she said it was a flashlight. But my grandma is now almost 78 years old. So I'm not going to let that discredit her story. So this old woman is coming down the hallway with a light, and she has a very sinister grin on her face as she looks at my grandmother. And my grandma is very scared, and Let me give some more backstory. My grandmother is actually a minister, a Pentecostal minister. She has been earlier in her life, and she still, you know, can minister from time to time. But so there again, she's not necessarily believing in ghosts, but you know, demon entities. But what she's seen seems to be a ghost. And so she tells my grandfather, turn the light on. I guess the lamp is on his side of the bed. Now, my grandfather did not experience any of this phenomenon that I know of. He didn't see what she saw. But he does believe her. So he turns the light on, and the thing disappears. So my grandmother was very shaken by this. And my grandmother is someone who, you know, in the past, in her days of ministry, I mean, she has, you know, rebuked demons out of people. When she was a little girl, she always tells a story of seeing this woman that was being possessed and slithering around like a snake. And her and these other ministers, you know, help, you know, rebuke the demon out of this woman. But this encounter shook her, what seemed like even more than that. And so my grandma says that the next day, her and my grandfather are trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? And they think, you know, I wonder if someone died here. So at breakfast, my grandmother brings up to their friend that owns the house, if someone had ever died there. Of course, he's taken aback by that question. And, you know, asked, you know, why would you ask something like that? And he even kind of asked, you know, is this a premonition or is this something, you know, regarding the past? He was kind of freaked out either way. And my grandma, she plays it off. She does love history, and she just said, well, you know, I'm a big history buff, and this is an older house, I'm just curious. So, apparently, he says that when he was younger, the original owners of the house was his aunt and uncle, and his grandmother lived there. And apparently, his grandmother hung herself in that home. Now, you know, this is what my grandmother told me that he said. And my grandmother is a trustworthy person. I mean, I believe her. You know, now she is getting old. But, you know, the thing is, I haven't been able to fact check this because it's a sensitive subject. You know, I haven't brought it up to my mom because I think my mom would just mock the situation and to say that my grandma was telling a story. Their relationship is not that great. But, so it's like I can't, because my mom is, and my stepdad, they're still friends with the owner of this house, that he no longer lives there. He's kind of at a retirement home, and his daughters have sold that house. Which is kind of interesting. You know, I wonder who has it now and if they ever experienced anything. Hopefully not. But, you know, I could find out more information if I was ever able to talk to my mom about it and do some kind of searching for facts to back up, you know, what she's relaying back to me that he had told her about his grandmother hanging herself. So my grandma finds this out, and then like another night that week, she gets up to use the restroom, and there's another room up there that's not used, the door's closed, and she says she hears like a racket in that room. She knows it's not her friends that the home belongs to, but they see downstairs, and she hears this racket in the room, and it frightens her, and she like rebukes, you know, a demon, and she says it stops. End of the supernatural encounter that week, apparently. So, it's a crazy story, especially coming from anyone in my family especially coming from my grandmother. And it's something that I have actually typed out in an email to myself, and I saved it in a folder in my email just so I wouldn't forget details, just because it's a fantastic story.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.